It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
So I got a buddy, had an awesome thing happen. He proposed to his girl that he's been with, I think, since college. She said yes, then less than 24 hours later, she kind of brought up, I guess, some reservations, and sounds like an ultimatum. She says, you know what, when we get married, I hope you know you're going to quit smoking, and party time's over, and she thinks it's just a disgusting, like, bad habit, yada, yada, yada. So he's like, okay, well, she's my fiance. Do I call off the engagement? Am I being selfish? Because she said he was being selfish that he wouldn't give up. He doesn't want to give up. I guess he doesn't say if he did or not, like if he won't do it. But 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. What are people saying for Joe Wants to Know?
Kelsey says, Joe's friend has the right to live whatever life he wants, and his fiance knew what she was getting into from the jump. She should have stated her opinion on it a long time ago, not tried to change him years later after he gave her a ring. I agree. Danielle says, I think Alex is confused. Joe never said he smokes all the time. He said every day, which to me is laughable. She says, which means maybe once a day, which keeps you high for a couple hours tops. Therefore, he's not always high, right?
Exactly.
Stephanie, smoking pot daily is no different than an alcoholic getting drunk every night. That's exactly what I said. Destiny said, hey, Alex, what is the difference from taking a couple of puffs and drinking a glass of wine to relax? I guess people on medical marijuana are trashy as well, eye roll. Here's the thing. We can play this game all day.
You can't say people are fat. Maybe they have a medical condition. You can't say people are smoking weed every day for fun. Maybe they have a medical condition.
I freaking know this. Obviously, that is the exception and whatever, whatever, and whatever, and we could play that game all day. That's not what I'm saying. If by choice, just because you want to smoke pot every single day, I would have a problem with it and I wouldn't want to date you. And the thing is, it's not offensive. You just disagree with my opinion. You're not offended. You just disagree. I just disagree with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
No, I guess it's just you're casting as something which is not right, because it is your opinion, but it's factually not true.
Zach said I'm more annoying than Tommy Lahren. Thank you, Zach.
Oh, there we go.
You are for damn sure a snowflake.
Hey, yeah.
That's a compliment.
Oh, gosh. If you say so. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
What's up, Sarah? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say I definitely feel for your friend. I think he should ditch the fiance. He definitely shouldn't stop smoking. And I think it's ridiculous to think that if someone smokes even once a day that they're high 24/7. That's just not even a fact.
What was that? Hold on, Alex.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad, because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad.
Okay. Obviously, I know that. I know what the effects of marijuana are. I know that when you smoke once, you're only high for a couple of hours. But I'm exaggerating that like you're high 24/7. I'm just saying if you smoke daily, I think that speaks to a bigger problem that you have to be on some sort of substance.
Should we say the same about people that take Xanax every day?
Yes.
Or other medications?
I agree. If you're doing it for fun, yes. If you're doing it, you don't actually have anxiety.
Hold on. Jordan, stay on. I want to talk to you too. Jordan, you're also on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
I actually pretty much essentially what the woman was saying. You know, I take Prozac every single day because I have to. And you said earlier that your buddy smokes for a medical reason.
And no, he didn't say that.
He has a medical marijuana card. He says he does it to relax.
Yeah, and I feel like that's probably like leading towards anxiety and whatnot. Because I mean, some people can't afford, you know, to go and get Xanax, but they can afford to go get like a gram or something from, you know, someone else.
Right. I understand that. And I'm saying if you have a medical condition, that's different. If you are actually from a doctor, if a doctor tells you you do suffer from anxiety and you have to be on Xanax daily, that's different. If you're doing Xanny bars, that is not okay. That's the difference. You see, you can abuse any of these substances.
They're the same things, though. I could go to the doctor, well, not here in Indiana, but I was like in Michigan or some other place, like, oh, you know, my back, my hip really hurts. Here you go. Have medical marijuana. Compared to like, oh, hey, producer MYK is selling me some weed down the street. I could get it from him, though, too. I don't have a prescription for it.
Yeah,
weed every day.
If you have an actual medical condition, then you have an actual condition. Whether you have the card or not, if you're lying to get it or you're just saying you need it, but you are actually just doing it to do it, that is the difference of what I'm saying.
But how can it, but what is the difference between if, like,
the difference
wanting
is having
to smoke
a medical
and
condition and just
to have,
wanting to smoke.
But people want to drink just to drink.
Exactly. And if you're doing it on a daily basis, you have a problem.
But isn't marijuana less dangerous than, like, drinking and taking other pills? Because last time I recall, there hasn't been any deaths from marijuana. But, I mean, there's been deaths from people, you know, drinking too much, going to, you know, like a coma.
100%. I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, you know, when I'm getting in to know someone, if I want to marry somebody, if I'm marrying somebody and I want to have kids with them, I want them to be executing on all cylinders all the time. I want them to be at their full capacity, being able to do the best that they can do. If you are inebriated in any way, shape, or form, then you are not, you're not executing on full cylinders.
You don't think some people, when they're high, they do a little bit better? Let's see, Micah, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, I think what we have here is just programming. You've been taught that it's wrong, so that's what you believe. But I think if you look at America on an overall status, like mental health here, we suck. So, yeah, people will like to smoke, people like to drink, because look at our president. Like, let's be honest here. Like, I don't think it's that big of an issue. And I think if you've been with somebody since college and they've popped the question and now you've got an ultimatum, maybe you have the issue. And, Alex, you might be approved. That might be why you're single. You never know.
Wow, she just threw it all out there this morning. It wasn't why Alex is single.
That's fine. Lance said your opinion isn't truth. It's not about who you would date. You're saying it's wrong because it's a nasty habit, but people smoke cigs and drink coffee, which are just as nasty, but you're saying they're perfectly acceptable. No, I think smoking cigarettes is also disgusting. And yes, people are addicted to caffeine. That's why people like go on diets without them or whatever, or give it up because they get addicted. They can't function without it. It is a problem. What? I don't understand. If you're addicted to anything, it isn't good. That's not good.
My opinion.
To rely on stuff, no matter what it is. I don't understand what you don't understand, people.
317-239-1009. We got to get a few more calls on social media. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.